Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Morris, oh, your grave, it needs cleaning. It is looking a bit the worse for wear. I haven't been up to see you for a while. Between the weather and my arthritis, I couldn't get out to let you know what's been happening. Morris, there's so much to tell you. I think you'll be making room for me here soon enough. Ah, the rain has stopped, and that's good anyway. Massey has finally flown the nest. I told you before, he married your one from Knucknashneveen. I know I told you all this before, but I've no one to talk to now. Massey is only gone a day. I'm missing him already. Your one, she brought him back to England with her. Fair play to her. She'll make a man out of him. And I know I couldn't. Where do we get him at all? Do you remember when Massey was a small boy? Ah, he is a little boy of his own now. He's called Morris after you. Ah, he's a lovely little fella. And he's the spitting image of Massey. I'm looking at your grave. It's not that bad. Your men's grave alongside your spotless, and it's showing ours up. Yeah, it's easy for them with a whole family to look after it. Anyway, you got the best spot in the graveyard. There's a great view from here. It's a pity you can't see it. I better go, it's so cold here. Massey is gone, and I know it'll be good for him. Sure, I know we fought like cats and dogs, but I can't believe I miss him so much. What else can life throw at me? Oh, Morris, I did an awful thing. I told Monica that I got cancer. It's not true. I just panicked. I don't want to be on my own. I know she'll tell him. I'll try to get someone up to clean the grave soon. And I'll light a candle for the two of you on Sunday. Goodbye now. God rest you, Morris.
Nora, did you hear the latest?
Hear what?
Do you know the McCarthys? The father was nearly drowned a few weeks back.
I do. Chrissy lives alongside him.
They're the ones.
Mrs. Fitz, would you let me tell Nora?
One, go on.
His wife left him.
She did not.
She did.
I have it on good authority. If it isn't Mrs. Murphy...
You passed us on the street earlier on.
Did I? I've a lot on my mind.
Nora, ask her if it's true.
If what's true?
You know what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
You know.
Mrs. Kelly was just saying that the McCarthy's are broken up.
Where did you hear that?
The whole park knows.
Well, they got it wrong.
They're saying that it hasn't been right between them for a while. I'm living in the same park as them.
Well, I'm living next door to them and I didn't hear a thing.
And I heard that she's seen someone.
Where did you hear that? Who's she saying?
I don't know. I'm only saying what I heard.
You want to be very careful now what you're saying.
Do you hear who's talking? You get the news out faster than 104 FM.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, all
no,
right.
No, I don't.
Chrissy, what do you think of Mrs. Kelly's hair? She's just come out of the beauty parlour.
Hair? Is that what you call it? I thought it was a wig. If you think I'm going to stand around here now and listen to you bedmouth Mrs. McCarthy, you've got another thing coming to you, girl. You're nothing but a bloody busybody.
What did you call me?
A nosy bitch. Beauty parlour, how are you? She'd be better off going to the hardware store for some polyfiller.
Chrissy, remember where you are. You're in my shop.
Well, at least I have hair.
The last time that hair saw a brush was at your communion.
Come on, Mrs. Kelly. You don't have to dignify what she says. Goodbye.
You're not yourself, Chrissy.
The McCarthys are good neighbours and I won't have them wronged. They've been having their own troubles in the last few weeks. Every family have their troubles. Nora, tell me the truth. Am I a gossip?
The truth? I have to admit, you've a bit of experience.
Now, Nora, there's gossip and there's gossip.
I suppose you're right.
Look, Sheena did leave home. I didn't want to give those two the satisfaction of knowing they were right. And I just didn't feel like saying it to you this morning. Look, so put on the kettle and I'll tell you everything.
Mr. Hennessy, do come in and close the door.
Is there something wrong?
Why? Do you think there's something wrong?
Mrs. Brown, you normally notify me before you call.
I do own the establishment and can come and go as I please.
Of course you can.
I've been going over the books. We've done well for the past month. I'm very pleased with your progress.
Oh, thank you.
Credit must be given to you for bringing this place to where we can make a healthy profit.
If you permit me to make more changes, I can increase the profit margin even more.
I'm listening.
One area is evident. Get rid of the full-time staff and bring in part-time staff with flexi-time hours.
I don't think I can do that. They've been loyal to me for years and I value their loyalty. I've always treated them fairly and they return it twofold.
Any business is about profit and loss. If there's some obstacle preventing one from increasing one's profit margin, it must be removed. Life's about profits, not people.
Mr. Hennessy, you have a lot to learn about people and life. Now, go and see to the bar.
At least think about it.
I have thought about it. And my answer is no.
I wonder what's going on upstairs with Hennessy and Mrs. Brown. I'd give anything to be a fly on the wall. Sheila, can I talk to you?
What's wrong, Jenny?
Well, there's a lot. Since the cleaner's been out sick, Hennessy's been asking me to clean the toilets. I'm not doing it anymore. After yesterday, I swore I would never do it again. He can get someone else this morning. Since Hennessy came, there's nothing but rules. A rule for this, a rule for that. A girl like me can't live by rules. I don't need them. There's only three things a girl like me needs.
Well, are you going to tell us?
Alcohol to make me strong. Love to make me weak. And best friends when the other two let me down.
I must try it myself.
Honestly, look at those hands. They're not meant for cleaning toilets. I mean, look how soft they are. Just here, look, feel them for yourself.
They are soft.
My fella calls them priest hands. I can't bear to think what they'd be like after a few days stuck down a toilet bowl. I know my fella wouldn't like it.
Oh, enough information.
Anyway, it's not my job.
Oh, I've often wondered, what is your job?
Are you serious? I am here to look beautiful.
you're certainly good at that job.
I mean, all of this isn't God-given. It takes a lot of time and effort to look as good as I do 24/7. God bless me with high cheekbones and this figure.
Jenny!
I'll get the toilet sorted.
Oh, Sheila, you've saved my life.
Jenny!
Coming, boss!
Did you clean the toilets?
I did, boss.
Good. You keep doing what you're told and your job is safe.
You know, Jenny may not be the brightest bulb in the bar, but I can understand why men are drooling at the mouth when they're around her. I'd die for a figure like hers.
Oh, so would I.
Well, ladies, talking about jobs, I've been upstairs with Mrs. Brown, and if it wasn't for me, you would have lost your jobs. She wants to get rid of the full-time staff.
Why would she want to do that?
To save money, of course. Profit must come before loyalty. They were her very words. I talked her out of it. I always stand up for my staff.
That's not the Mrs. Brown of old.
People change. I must go out. I'll be back before the rush.
Okay.
You know, that annoys me when I hear him say he'll be back before the rush. When there's work to be done, he locks himself in his office upstairs.
Oh, Brenda, before it gets busy, about last night.
What about last night? Forget about it. Look, you can stay as long as you want. You're not putting me out one bit. Look, you'll be company for me. And you can be sure you won't be bothered. Since my husband left me, I don't want another man under my roof. Well, what I mean is permanently. Look, tomorrow I'll get an extra key cut and you'll be able to come and go as you please.
No, I won't stay unless I can pay my way.
Look, we'll sort something out.
I must go up tomorrow to get some clothes. I left with only the clothes on my back. I'll go up before I come in here. Mac has picked up some work on another trawler and the children should be in school.
Sometimes when a couple are fighting, a bit of space gives them time to clear their heads.
I begged him not to go out fishing again, but I knew he wasn't listening to me.
What man does?
They say the same about us.
Do they ever think about their stomachs? Look, very few men can live out there alone, but a woman can.
I just don't know what happened last night, Brenda. For years, I've always been there for everyone. No, when it came the time for someone to be there for me. One moment, I was standing over the sink, looking out the window into the garden. And the next moment I was walking out the door. Something just switched off inside my head. I warned Mac more than once that I would leave. I can't back down now. No, I can't back down.
Is it true what we heard about Mac, that his wife has left him?
As far as I know, it is. There's your points.
Good man. Here, Jackie's there.
We'll sort you out on Friday.
Yeah, we'll indeed.
Mac was out fishing with us this morning, and he never said a word.
He wasn't his usual self at all.
Mac's a proud man, and you know that. He'll tell you when he needs to. He'll be all right. He's over there now talking to John B.
Yeah, but she's been threatening to leave for a while. But what sort of a woman would ask her husband, a man that lives and breathes the sea, to give it all up?
Do you know what? I've learned a lot about people just standing here pulling points every day. There's many sides to every story that I hear. His wife's been through a lot. No one knows what she went through out there on that pier the night she thought her family were never returning to her.
She knew what to expect. He was a fisherman when she married him.
Look, if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd see how you would like it. You'll never have to stand out on that pier and wait for anyone.
Yeah, but let's check him yourself. We're too fast for any woman to catch us, you know.
Like a gale force nine.
No one would have ye.
I think we'll have to take our business elsewhere.
I'll go away with your soul.
Oh, Jackie, we can't go anywhere. You know, we have too much invested in this place.
I never thought of that.
Invest it? I often wonder whether this place is a bar or a bank. I think I'll go in and I'll change jobs with the bank manager.
Oh, Lord, Jackie, we can't let that happen. If a bank manager came down here, and if we ever wanted a loan, we wouldn't be able to find him.
It's easy for ye to laugh.
We're only having you on. I wonder what he's going to do with his own trawler when it's repaired.
There's talk, and only talk, that he might sell it.
Yeah, he can't do that. That boat's been in his family for years. I remember when his father had it, and that's when I was a young fella.
And that's not today or yesterday.
Mac's dad used to take us out and give us an odd day's work during the holidays, and God, I loved it. That's when I made up my mind there and then that I wanted to be a fisherman.
Mac's taking it very hard. Look, here he's over now.
Poor things, lad.
Yeah, not too good. I wasn't in the best of form this morning. I wasn't thinking straight. I'm still not.
We knew there was something wrong.
Is there anything we can do?
There's nothing anyone can do.
You'll have a pint?
I won't. I have to pick the little one up from school.
Don't worry. She'll be back by the weekend. When all comes to all, they all know which side their bread is buttered on.
And I could nearly put my life in that, you know.
The way I'm feeling now, I don't want her back. I'm not chasing her. If she's coming back, she'll have to come back of her own accord.
I'll bet on it that she'll be back by the weekend.
Look, I've got to go.
Well, Mac, if there's anything we can do, boy.
We're going out early in the morning, if you'd like to come along.
Look, I'll be there. Massey, what are you doing here?
Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Yard production.